It's game week for the Miami Hurricanes. We'll host Notre Dame on Sunday night in a top 10 matchup to open up the season. Sunday's game kicks at 7:30 from Hard Rock and can be heard here on 104.3 WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. Anna, the Marlins, who avoided the sweep, beating the Blue Jays 5-3. Next up, Miami hosts Atlanta for a three-game series. Tonight's first pitch is at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody. We've got a lot more. Omar's going to join us coming up here at 8:20. About 16 minutes from now, we'll talk to Omar. So we got these two big college football games coming up, Notre Dame Sunday night, and then a few weeks later, the Florida Gators come to town. You could sell God only knows how many tickets for these two games, right? A lot. And they're hard to get. They're hard to get for Notre Dame and Gator fans, as well as Miami Hurricane fans who now want to come to only the good games, right? I get it. So this has been going on throughout my life, especially when it comes to football tickets, that people will ask me, need your help on some tickets. And not Notre Dame, not Notre Dame. I lucked out on Notre Dame, but the Florida Gator game, which to me sells a lot more tickets. We got a large population of Florida Gator fans down here. And your children, if you didn't go there, your children did. So somebody asked me probably a month ago, hey, or 3 weeks ago, hey, can you give me some Gator tickets? You know, I'll pay for them. So, okay, great. Just give me what you can, man. Obviously, the better the tickets, it'd be great. That's what I heard. So I did. I know people at the U, and I went over there and got some tickets. Took a couple weeks, and I forgot, and got them, and I called them back. And I said, I got the tickets. And he goes, oh, I knew it was coming. I had a feeling this was going to happen. Where are they? So they're not upper deck. I go, no, not upper deck. They're lower bowl in the corner.
Oh. That's not what they were hoping to hear, obviously.
No.
Yeah.
So it's lower corner on the far side, not where the players come out, but the far side.
Oh, boy, even worse.
Oh. Mm. He said, to be honest.
You couldn't have done any better, huh?
This guy who I've known said, to be honest, I'm going to pass on the tickets.
Wow.
And I went, oh, no. I got those tickets for you. He goes, nah.
Did you say you paid for them or no?
I paid for them.
You did pay for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the story, listen, I'm fine. I got rid of the tickets. They were no problem to get rid of. Okay, there are a lot of people looking for tickets. And so I said, so you don't want them? Nah, you know what?
Those crappy seats will stay.
I honestly, said, right? Please don't take it the wrong way. I thought you could get me better tickets.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. I disappointed you. You couldn't get two except the secondary market for a lot more money. But you were just, well, I thought honestly you could get a discount, and I thought the tickets would be a little better.
Yeah, in his mind, you were going to say 50-yard line
tickets,
club level, right?
Tickets between 400 and 500.
Is that what they're going
per
for?
Per ticket, yeah. Okay. So I said, okay. I said, listen, man, I wouldn't get a fight. I'm tired. You know, you get a point. Like, mm-hmm. There's enough little petty stuff. I just don't want it in today's world. I said, listen, man, do me a favor. It's not a problem if you don't want them, but don't ever. I didn't change my voice. I made a point not to change my voice. I said, don't ever call me about tickets again.
Really?
And matter of fact, if you would, take a little bit of time off from calling me. I just need a break from you. I didn't think there was anything wrong with that. So I remember I said exactly that, or something real, you know, maybe a little different. But at the moment I said, okay. I said, but don't ask me for tickets again of any kind. I'd appreciate it. And he goes, oh, okay. And I go, and honestly, just take a little bit of time off from text or call me. Like, no apology or, hey, you know, I hope this doesn't. No, just let's just, because I don't want to have to respond to anything else you say or text me with. And he went, oh, okay. And I hung up. So thinking it would be done. Now goes my wife and I get home. What have you done?
Oh, boy.
So I said, well, I didn't do anything. What are you talking about?
Wait, were these her friends?
No, but we all know the same people. Okay. And so,
it got back there pretty quickly.
Said, listen, man, that's it. And if he's being a bitch about it, then I'll text him and go, don't ever forget to take a break. Just leave me alone for good. Like, I got him tickets. They were lower bowl, but they weren't where he thought they were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and I said, listen, man, the good news for you, you can get those seats you want. They're a lot more expensive right now, but you can sit wherever you want. There's right, Woody. There's a price. The right you pay, you can get a seat anywhere you want.
Absolutely. The whole stadium's open.
That's right. Yep. That's what I thought. Absolutely. All right, man. So anyway, you know, not my best moment, but like I was just like, enough, man. I'm way past trying to hustle tickets. I'm out of the business. I don't want to do it. I had a cousin call me. Hey, can you get me? No. Can you get me tickets for this game? No.
Well, it's frustrating because up until last week, they had season tickets you could have gotten for $400.
Well, but everybody would.
They just want the
everybody
one big
the last
game,
second and yeah. going, oh, man, you know, maybe we know somebody can get it done for us.
Yeah. Well, it's not like they announced the Notre Dame game last week.
No.
Or the Gator game or any of these games. Like, they've been on the schedule for quite a while here.
So anyway, I have no regrets, by the way. As I said, my wife, I said, listen, man.
Who is this person, by the way?
I said, look, don't ask me for tickets again. Because I've told you 1,000 times I have to pay for them. So don't ask anymore. And second of all, just let's take a break from talking. Because, you know, he's going, hey, dude, no hard feelings. If it is, I'll just take the tickets. I go, no. I don't want you to take the tickets. That's fine. But don't send me a text so I have to respond to you. You know, when people text you, you respond or they think you're rude. I go, so don't send anything because I'm not sending anything back to you.
It's just weird. Like, I think the guy would just take the tickets, right? Just, like, eat it himself if you really don't want to go. But
I don't know. I think he saw 4 tickets for close to $2,000 and all of a sudden those seats weren't $2,000-ish to him.
Mm.
All right. Anyway.
So you were in the hole pretty good there, huh?
I don't know what it was after taxes and stuff. People probably had those seats with taxes and no more than. Stuff, yes, huh? There's a lot of that, homie.
That's things.
A lot of.
So who was this?
Anyway, we've got a lot of. I'm not getting in. You know, that's when when there's hurt feelings.
I'm just curious if we all know this person or not.
No.
Okay.
Most.
But you don't want to announce.
No, I'm not going to say
it. Really bury the guy.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because that's cheap.
Is it? Well, Chief is not buying the tickets for me.
No, it's not a very.
So you're saying 2 wrongs don't make a right?
It would just be, yeah.
You better feel good if you said his name.
Yeah. Man, I feel good just the way it is. The tickets are gone. I'm good. Yeah. Everything's good.
You get
good.
Your money back or do you have to sell them?
No.
On their face.
I said, hey, man, these are what I have. Other people had asked. I said, I was able to get them.
Ooh, you're like Ticketmaster, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
The Rose Ticketmaster.
This is what I got.
The Rose Ticketmaster.
Are you out? Are you tapped out then for both games?
I didn't. I'm telling you, I'm such a bad Catholic that the Catholics didn't even call me.
No?
Catholics. The Catholics didn't even call. We can't see you at church. You never go. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, Woody, we've got a lot of stuff with Omar coming up here that we have to get to here with.
Someone guesses who it is. Can I just start naming names?
No, because there's no.
No one will know.
No one will know. Most people won't know. And I don't want to get into the ones just in case. And
maybe if you have like a bad day today or something pisses you off, maybe you'll come in tomorrow.
I just wanted to hear. All I want to hear is how you were okay with the way I handled it this time. And I didn't raise my voice in the conversation. But I said, let's take some conversation time off. And he went, ooh. And I go, Nan, don't text me because I don't have to text you back. I said, I'm real busy. And I'll have time to do the, you know.
I think you handle it fine. I mean, it's a bizarre thing for the guy to not just take the tickets. But I do. I also like. I do understand that he thinks you could have gotten better seats.
Oh, he's convinced.
Because here's the thing, like, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but you wouldn't sit in those seats.
You know what, Woody? Kiss my rear.
I'm just saying, man. Like, you know, you wouldn't. I'm just like, that's probably what the guy's thinking. He's like, these would be seats that Joe would sit in when he says,
I'm not going to get into my situation. My situation is different than his situation.
But I'm just telling you what the guy himself is thinking. It's like if me, like if I asked Woody. You, if I asked hey, you for Woody. Dolphins tickets and you stuck me in the corner, you know, well.
You'd want freebies, first of all. No, so unless they weren't like, freebies, I wouldn't
where,
do
this
it.
This is not where Joe would sit. And the guy's probably thinking to himself, too, to like,
you're an
this
idiot.
Is this where Joe yeah. would have his family
you're
sit?
Complete. I'm not I getting we into where family. I sit.
He's probably like, I thought we were family. We were close. You know, this is where Joe would stick his family.
This is where I really.
In the corner where they can't see the game.
Like, this is where I really don't like you. I really don't.
I'm just trying to. Yeah, yeah. And tell you what the other guy's you're probably
to,
thinking.
You're he's trying like, to be an ass clown, and you're half there. You're almost fully
he
there.
Joe Rose caliber.
You're not
seats.
Completely ass clown. You're ass clown.
Did you get him parking?
No.
You didn't even get him parking?
I did. I got a parking pass with it. Yes.
Was it good parking, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
I do know it's hurricane season, and we had Chevin in here. And I got to tell you, man, he's all about protecting your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. The owner and CEO is a guy that cares about what he does, and he wants to let you know when he got in this business, it was, it was about windows and doors, and he realized how many people said, hey, man, we need a new roof. Do you do it? And he goes, well, we do. Yeah, we do it all. And if you got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now, and you can pay us later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. They cover all of South Florida, and they're ready to sit when you call them. I'm going to give you their phone number, 954-500-LOCK. Their professional staff will answer all your questions for you, get the whole process started. So don't wait for the next storm. Get it going now. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com. Or you can call 954-500-LOCK. Again, let them protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. 53-man cut down tomorrow at 4 o'clock. It should start today. May have a little trade or two. We'll jump into it right now with Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. Omar, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Heard you offering people crappy Hurricanes tickets.
Oh, bro. See, that's messed up. That's so wrong. Hey, by the way, there ain't no crappy Hurricane tickets when it comes to the Gator and Canes. At least those prices aren't, no matter where you're sitting.
Yeah, Notre Dame. Yeah, Notre Dame and the Canes. Man. But, you know, you're the ticket master, Joe. If anybody's supposed to have the hookup, it's you.
I do. I got to pay for them, and so do you if you ever need them. I get them, and then I'll pay. You can get them, and you have to pay what I got to pay. And I'm not trying to make a profit. I'm a good man. Hey, Omar, we got all kinds of stuff to get to. Where's going to be the biggest surprise? A guy you're not feeling good about that might have been around for a while and people might know who the name is?
For me, it's Derek McClendon, who I think is probably my favorite player to watch during training camp. He's been a productive pass rusher in practice, in the games. I just don't know where he fits on this 53-man roster. There are guys like Cameron Good and Grayson Murphy that give you a little bit more on special teams. You cannot ignore that unit. So Derek McClendon and then Taj Washington are probably going to be two of my toughest decisions. You're going to have to do some roster gymnastics to try to figure out a spot for both of those guys on the 53.
All right. Cornerback position. They showed their hand in the first quarter. No surprise there. We'd seen that for the last week or week and a half or so, but what do you expect that final five or six to look like? And is Cam Smith one of them?
Cam Smith would not be on my 53-man roster. I'm sending a message that the scholarships are over. It's time we take a firm line on Chris Greer draft picks that have been disappointments. I remember an era, Joe, and I know you do too, the Bill Parcells era, where the Eric Walden made a mistake in special teams and got whacked the next day. That day, when in that era, guys would show up to work on Monday. If they made a mistake in that game, they didn't know if they were going to get that call, Joe. And you know, when you play with that kind of fear and insecurity, maybe I think it makes you play a little bit better. That was your whole career, wasn't it?
Yes, I was insecure every day. This one popped up, that final cut on the 45. I go, here we go again, right down to the friggin' wire of like, what is going to happen here in the morning before that first meeting? Am I going to be in that meeting, or am I going to be sitting in a car somewhere heading to back to California? So yeah.
What I love is that they don't give a player a call that they made it. They just basically only call the guys that don't make it. And I understand that concept, but like, you know, you're like, you can't even have a conversation like, you did good. We're proud of you. You made this 53. No.
Hey, so besides Jason Marshall and Storm Duck and Jack Jones, who's the next guy up that you feel good about? Because Mike Hilton, we know what you can do. Mike Hilton, what do you expect there?
I can honestly tell you, and I could be wrong, the way that they have been utilizing Mike Hilton all preseason, either he's hurt or he's not making the 53. If it were me, I would put him on, I would waive him, put him on the practice squad for the first couple weeks of the season, and then kind of elevate him as needed. He doesn't give me special value. Right now, I think we're with Jason Marshall Jr. as a starting nickel. We've been experimenting with that for 2 weeks. It's getting better and better and better. This is a team where you need to start investing in your young talent and the upside of those players. So Mike Hilton is going to make my 53.
So Sheffield, healthy enough to be on it against the Colts, or we don't know?
Yeah, because I can't ignore got injured and what started to decline was your starting cornerback. He was ahead of Jack Jones. He was ahead of Ethan Bonner. Probably going to make the initial 53, and then I would guess that he's probably going to be put on IR. Dante going to be put on IR. Probably going to be put on IR, but keep in mind, you can't just put everybody on IR with a designation to return because you only get 8 of those.
Hey, Omar, we're going to have to call you back. You're breaking up, and I want to talk to you, so we're going to try you again here. Hang up, and we're going to give you a call back. You're breaking up a little bit wherever you are and try to get you in a better situation here. So he'll join us in just a second here as we're talking about the cornerback position. And if you watched with the starters, the first quarter for the offense and defense, Storm Duck, Jack Jones, and Jason Marshall Jr., fifth-round pick rookie, was inside. We're just talking about we got Omar back now. Omar, who else is on there then that you like to make out 5 or 6, or is there somebody from the outside coming in?
That's one of those positions where I think it'd be a great thing to claim somebody. I mean, there are going to be 150 cornerbacks released today or tomorrow. So that's one of those positions I want to claim a guy, probably offensive tackle. You probably need a little bit of help on the, well, you don't need a little bit of help. You need a lot of help on the offensive line. I don't think you have a quality backup on the entire unit right now. Not a healthy one.
Wow.
Who's a quality backup?
Joe? No, I'm with you. I don't know, but they've got a lot. It's just really weird to say, well, we got 6 guys. We're going to keep Larry Borum and Austin Jackson's coming back, but the rest of the guys, you're not going to get rid of them. So there's got to be some guys they like. There's no way they're getting rid of all those guys.
I'm practice squadding the whole unit, and Larry Borum wasn't guaranteed a contract. I mean, Joe, it's bad. Come on, man.
Yeah, but where are you going to find where all of a sudden you're going to go on the open market and find 7, 8, and 9, or maybe 6, 7, 8, 9? Come on.
I think Kendall Lamb is going to be released from the Eagles. He's battling his way back from a back injury. I don't think that he's healthy, but I know that he's a better left tackle, not healthy, than what we've seen so far. Keon Smith probably would make my practice squad. I think there's promise there, but the coming back from the knee injury, you can tell he's not 100%. I don't know if I want to pull the plug on that investment, but I'm sorry, Joe. And this is, I wrote a column about this after the game. When Tua gets sacked 2 of 3 drives. Joe, come on, man. Like, and these are your starters. Come on, man. Like, wow. You knew, because at the end of the year, your press conference, you basically apologized to all of the media and the fan base for the crappy offensive line you put together. And then you said, we got to do better. We got to get younger. We got to restock this talent base. And Larry Borum is your first signing. Larry Borum, who gets run out of town by the worst offensive line in the NFL. And then you sit here and you expect this unit to be better than it was last year. It is not good. It is. People are so worried about the cornerbacks because they have unproven names. I wish the offensive line had talent like the cornerbacks did, because then I'd at least have some options. There are no options as backups on this roster right now. Yeah. Liam Eichenberg, who everybody wanted to run out of town, is going to come and be our savior as a 6th offensive lineman.
Yeah, whenever he comes back, which, by the way, we haven't seen him since he signed that contract. Hey, so let me ask you, are we going to keep Zeke Biggers, their third guy they drafted, seventh-round pick out of Georgia Tech, and Matt Dickerson both?
Oh, no, not Matt Dickerson. I don't think Matt Dickerson makes the 53. Zeke Biggers absolutely, definitely makes the 53. Matt Dickerson is probably one of those guys where you'd love to keep him on your 53. You might keep him there initially for the first day, and then when you start to get some sign some veterans or claim some waiver wire guys, he's probably the first guy off. He's a vested veteran, so you, no matter what, you'll have an opportunity to sign him. It's not like somebody gets to claim him. So keep that in mind. I think the guys that they'll worry about releasing are the guys that people can claim. Matt Dickerson is not one of them.
All right, so I'm not going to compliment you or say you were right. I don't feel like doing that on a Monday morning, but Ollie Gordon has shown me officially now that he – has earned some carries in week one against the Colts. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with Jalen Wright. I don't know how healthy he and Achan are, but I got to tell you, that kid runs friggin' hard. He got the crap knocked out and he limped off and he came right back in. And what a block on a blitz. Had a great block to free up a pass that they're able to complete a pass for a first down. Like, at some point, no matter how we feel, Ollie Gordon, if there's ever been a rookie that's earned it, he's on that program.
Oh, no doubt about it. The one thing that does stand out to me after the game, when we're talking to Tua and you're talking to Mike McDaniel, they basically hinted at the amount of assignments that he missed and the things that he didn't know. So, I would estimate that he probably knows about 30% of what he needs to know now, which is the norm for a rookie, but it's a running back. Especially if he's going to be the number two, you simplify things, you get into a game plan. The best thing about it is he's shown that he could pass protect. He's shown that he's got hands. I really like him based on what I've seen in games. I can't even tell you that he's killed it in practice because he hasn't. But games, he's done quite well. He gives you that power that you're missing from this team. And now, does that mean that they don't need to address running back? I would be shocked if Jalen Wright doesn't begin the year on the IR. Looks like he's got it. Yeah, they said they got to explore whether or not he's going to undergo a procedure. That procedure is called surgery, Joe.
Yeah, that's not good. I got you.
Those things take like a month. So when you put a player on IR, you got 4 weeks where he has to sit it out. And so that's probably the route that they're going to go. But that means that they need some practice squad. They need some running backs, whether they be practice squad guys or other guys making the 53. I wouldn't be surprised if they go out and they signed a Jeff Wilson, who already knows the offense. I don't think Jeff Wilson's been impressive in San Francisco, but you've got a guy who immediately knows your offense, and that's important.
Yeah, I agree with you. We need a fourth running back now with so many guys banged up. I was going to ask you how they felt about Mike Boone and Shamklin as well, but you don't seem to think that those guys are going to be in the mix.
I don't know. Maybe one on the practice squad. I mean, keep in mind the practice squads. You could. I think it's four veterans that have vested experience. You can stash them there. And obviously you have to have a competitive offer because like you tried to put Chris Brooks on the practice squad. what was it, a year ago, and he signed a better deal with greater opportunity in Green Bay. So it's not a one-way street. But Steve Ross has never, you know, been shy about offering money. And if it comes down to money, I don't think that's going to be an issue for the Dolphins. It probably comes down to more of opportunity.
Yeah. So overall, I try not to read into that game. I know Jacksonville had a lot of ones and twos that did not play.
Yeah.
And so I tried not to get too involved. But I got to tell you what a nice teaser it was to see defensively some of the things potentially they could doing, man, when you saw those guys out there. And it was great, by the way, seeing Jalen Phillips out there with Bradley Chubb and also Chop. And you're like, oh, boy, all the different things. I know Jordan Brooks was out and Kenneth Grant were out. But, boy, it could be a fun defense to watch with that front seven.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the first time I ever saw that Anthony Weaver plans to utilize them in waves. The interior defensive linemen along with the pass rushers, they were in waves, Joe, and maybe even the cornerbacks in waves. So this is not going to be everybody, you're a starter, you go out there and you play 900, 1,000 snaps. This is going to be a situation where it seems like they're going to try to keep everybody fresh and playing specific roles. So yeah. Until injury set in, but yeah, it was quite interesting to see how Weaver utilized his units.
All right. Hey, thank you, Omar. I know you got a busy day today and tomorrow trying to figure out what's going to happen and what might be coming into town and what might be going out and everything else. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hopefully we got some trades. Trader Greer. That's the one thing he's actually good at in his job. So hopefully we can execute some trades.
Well, you trust him to get those offensive linemen, or you want him to stay away and let somebody else do that for him, or what?
Oh my God, yeah, no, that it's, there's a blind spot in his life. It's offensive linemen. He can't judge people over 300 pounds on offense.
All right, you're done taking shots. That's it, Omar. Thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on. All right,
talk to you later.
All right, man. Take care. Baptist El South Florida. Boy, they're busy. Man, they're busy with the Miami Dolphins. I can tell you that. Baptist El South Florida. We are lucky, though. We have one of the best sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard, Baptist El South Florida. Boy, they have put together top 50 sports medicine program in the country. And here's how you do it. You get a whole bunch of top specialists that they have right now, an all-star team of doctors with lots of experience for the knee specialist, shoulder specialist, foot and ankle specialist, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement doctors, and Achilles. They've seen it all, man. They have. They know how to fix it. Again, when you go in there, you don't have to go, have you ever seen anything this bad? Yeah, every day we see it like 19 times. And with that, by the way, people ask me what teams are, you know, where the pros go. And I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, all of them are using Baptist Health South Florida doctors. And, hey, it's about not only team doctors, about the great results you get with those specialists that we're talking about. With three great facilities to go to, Doctors Hospital and Coral Gables, been around for a long, long time. And at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility for the Miami Dolphins, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Just visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day about getting you healthy, back out playing the team or individual sports you love the most. TV. Against a really good Notre Dame team, one of the top teams in the country as well. And on top of that, the little more than 24 hours from now, 4 o'clock tomorrow, the Miami Dolphins have to be down to 53 guys. And the following day, they'll be putting together a little practice squad and maybe adding some more guys to their 53 and releasing some guys. And so it's going to be a crazy next, honestly, 3 or 4 days, putting everything finally together. Then you have the week off, the weekend off, no football game. Then the following week, Miami Dolphins open against the Colts. So have that and find out how everything goes. I expect, I can't remember the last time I said it before, that the Miami Dolphins in their opener could have 5 rookies, draft picks. Hell, we're usually talking about free agents, but 5 draft picks, 5 of the 7 draft picks could actually be starting or playing a big role on offense or defense. It's just crazy. Great. It's good. By the way, it's great. I'd much rather do that than bring a guy that's been, you know, on special teams for the last 3 years and out of the league a little bit and back, and we sign him and he's been a great story. Those are great, but you've seen the best of those guys. They're not all of a sudden going to get young and really good again. So I'm all for the upside of draft picks, play them. And they have played a lot of football in the three preseason games. It's been mostly about those young guys. And we've seen growth. We've seen a lot of growth, especially in those defensive tackles. Zeke Biggers and Jordan Phillips have gotten a lot better from all the playing time. And Jason Marshall now moves from corner to inside slot corner, where he'll cover inside and can do containment and everything else. You big guy, 6 feet, a little more than 200 pounds. So that's been a nice story. And, of course, my favorite is Ollie Gordon II, the running back. And, by the way, he's the last man standing right now because he was the only healthy guy they had for that game. So he started, played a lot, 8 carries, 43 yards. And I do agree, Omar brought it up, that he doesn't know everything that's going on, hasn't figured it out where you feel comfortable with everything. But I know one thing, you can put some running plays in there and he'll go get it for you. So I hope, I'm guessing he'll suit up and be ready to go, but he's earned some carries, man. He has earned some playing time. There's no question about it for me, short of just absolutely still clueless about everything going on. Once you put in a game plan, he should play. He should get some playing time. We're waiting on Achan. And we're waiting on Jalen Wright to find out what's going on there. And I just feel like we are a guy short, and we need another running back. We need to probably sign another running back that we feel comfortable with. I thought we were a guy short when camp started. I was like, ooh, we don't have enough guys. Then on top of that, you get right off the bat, you lose Madison. He goes out for the season. Hopefully he's okay, a neck injury. But you've lost Achan, and Wright goes down limping off the field the other day, but during a practice, and so here you are, very shorthanded at the running back position. So hopefully you can get that thing worked out. Hey man, I feel good about Malik Washington. I think he's going to catch a lot more than 20 footballs this year in the slot. A lot of things they can do for him, and most importantly, Tua is really confident and trusts the guy. That's pretty clear. He really likes throwing short passes, chain movers that Malik has been able to do the last couple of preseason games. A nice play to get in the end zone in that last game. And so those are just some of the stories. Hey, offensive line, I don't know if I go as far as Omar does, calling them trash. And it is weird that they're in this situation. So I know Omar doesn't want to hear this, but they've already made up their mind that some of those guys that he's not crazy about, and I understand why, probably going to be on this team. There's a good chance Daniel Brunskill is going to be on this team. I'm guessing there's a good chance Keon Smith is going to be on this team. Now, I'm not saying it's where you want to be with the backups. He's not a Larry Borum fan, who has played a lot of football. Big number 79 has played a lot because Austin Jackson has been injured the whole time. I don't feel good about our starting five staying healthy. Austin just coming back, and hopefully he can hold up. But we need to, so it's funny. I was talking, and I paused for a second here on this. So, Woody, we have coaches that do fall in love with guys, because they work hard. I think he's getting better. I love his attitude. That's the kind of guy you want around. But sometimes I wonder if assistant coaches don't get blind because they're try hard. Remember, Chris Greer made a comment last year, and it stuck with me, and I felt like it was coming from Butch Berry, the offensive line coach. You get those guys, they do whatever you tell them to do. Not necessarily really good at it, but they'll practice. They practice. They're hurt. Offensive linemen, man, if they're out of a game, their ass is really hurting because those guys play hurt. They get beat up. They get abused. They get blamed. They all this stuff. But I remember Chris Greer saying, I love that room. I love that room. He couldn't argue about the town, but those are guys I want to go to. I want to go to war with those guys. Those are the, and you're like, ooh, but you didn't hit. Can they play? I appreciate you love them. And they're the first guys there. You don't have any drama with them and they do what you tell them, but are they good enough?
Isn't that their big thing though? Right. That everyone gets along like that. That's been the big thing, right? Ever since, you know, Mike took over and everyone's got to be friendly and get along and all that kind of stuff. That's important to them.
But you're never going to get all these personalities from all over the place. You're never going to.
No, when you have one that you don't like, it doesn't mesh. You dump them, right? Like Jalen Ramsey, you gave him all that money, and you didn't like his personality afterwards, and you dump him.
Some of the stories, but that's shame on us. Still, look, it's done. I'm over him. But he didn't change like overnight.
No,
when he got here, he was the same guy that he was when you go. We got to trade him. He didn't just get here, and I was talking to Jacksonville guys. They go, "You found out, huh?" I go, "Yeah, we did. Yeah, we found out, but you know, we look a little stupid doing it, but yeah, we finally got it done." But I just going back, this is a little different situation of, I don't mind you falling in love with those, and I get those guys, all of them, they do what you say, they're there, they play, hey, I need you to play the whole game, no problem, but can you play? At the end of the day, do you see talent, not just the guy works hard, I love him in our room, he fits in so nicely, can he play? Can he play? Because he's going to have to play. Not the good guy stuff and not, hey, one of the great team guys we have. And some of this, again, you're not going to get 53 perfect team guys that want to go out and eat with you and hang out with you. You're going to get some different dudes, man. We had some different dudes on our team. We had some guys that I never would hang out with. They were different. And that's okay, because not all personalities, but the one goal we had every weekend was everybody wanted to win. Everybody was together. But outside of that, that didn't mean we were hanging out. That didn't mean the wives liked each other. That didn't mean, you know, you did one thing after the games, and I like to do another, and we'll never be close. That's okay, long as on game day you can play as a team. That's all that matters. Hey, we got to go to break here. Got to lot more stuff to get to. Got 9 o'clock hour coming up here, and a lot more we want to cover here. University of Miami, now less than a week away, man, from first game against Notre Dame. My God, they are jumping into it, man. Big way at home, Hard Rock Stadium. If you're looking for tickets, don't call me. I'm out of it and out of that business for good. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I'm not out of that business. No. I didn't say you guys. Now, don't get confused there. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I believe in. See, I had ED and low T, and I had it. Of course I had it. My friggin' age, of course I had it. Tired all the friggin' time, no energy. Started like, yeah, I'll work out tomorrow or maybe the next day. But I'm still going to eat the same amount of food, so I gained that 20 pounds that I'm just dying to gain so I can have that belly. And I don't fit in any of my clothes. I did it. Man, and then on top of that, that part I was okay with, but then the sex drive was gone. Nothing happening in the bedroom, and I was like, "Ooh, I don't like this. That wife of mine's still looking good. I don't. Well, thank God I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I got great results. I got such good results. I want to tell every guy out there that might be going through this in their 40s, 50s, 60s, hey, bottom line is ED and low T is going to happen to every guy out there. Doesn't matter who you are, black or white, anywhere in between, it's going to happen. And when it does, what are you going to do about it? Well, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I got on the program. I got the T, the PSA test done, met with their professionals, and they looked at all my numbers and put me on a program to get me great results quickly. And that's what this is all about, getting you back like it used to be 15 or 20 years. No more hit and miss. No more days where you're dragging all the time. You will feel a lot better. 7 locations now, brand new one in Hollywood. You're going to have great results when you go there. You're going to feel comfortable. You don't have to worry about being embarrassed because every guy's there is going through the same thing you're going through. 877-455-7300. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get more information, but I will tell you, man, it is first class, and Atlantic Men's Clinic. It works.